The second motion to question the president in almost a year. Iran's parliament, in a petition, has called on President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad to appear before the assembly to be questioned. The long list of questions includes the recent fluctuations in the foreign currency market, as well as the import of crops and luxury cars with foreign currency at government-subsidized rates. The petition, which drew harsh criticisms from the majority of lawmakers, was signed by 77 lawmakers. It was submitted to the parliament's presiding board on Sunday.
I was against questioning the president because I think such a motion is not to the benefit of the country at such a critical time. This will only weaken the government in the eyes of the people. I believe the recent fluctuations in foreign currency market is partly because of the unilateral sanctions against the country.
The petition has already been sent to the office of the president, who has 1 month to appear before the assembly. This is not the first time MPs have called for questioning the president over several issues, but last time the questioning was cancelled.
In a democratic system, this is the right of every member of the parliament to question the president. But the point is that both MPs and the president should act based on justice and respect and try to solve problems based on cooperation and friendship.
Under the Constitution, a petition demanding that the president come to the parliament to answer questions must be signed by a minimum of 74 lawmakers. According to reports, a number of MPs decided to withdraw their signatures this time again, but since the petition had been submitted to the presiding board, they say there was no way to withdraw. This is the reason why the government calls the motion illegal, since it believes if those MPs had the chance to withdraw their signatures, the petition would have lost the quorum of 74 lawmakers, and therefore it was legally invalid.
The motion drew harsh criticism from a number of MPs. Also, a couple of lawmakers wanted to withdraw their signatures, but since it had been submitted to the presiding board, there was no way for them to take their signatures back. The president has 1 month to appear before the parliament to answer questions of lawmakers.
Ahmadinejad's critics in the 290-seat chamber harshly criticized his handling of economic problems, which have already caused Iranian rial to lose value against other hard currencies, although Iran's currency is currently holding at its rebound level. Saman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.